This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, of course, this afternoon, they're going to be the views of Joyce Riley of the Power Hour, who's kind enough to come on with us, and she's going to, of course, bring us up to date on some fascinating things. I'm indebted to Joyce for telling me about what had actually happened. Of course, one of the really most significant things that's happened in a long period of time. Well, I don't know why we're not getting Joyce up here. Maybe my producer can get Joyce on the line. We don't seem to be able to get her. But Joyce actually had told us about 3 days ago at the House of Representatives. The House of Representatives actually had voted for the impeachment of the President of the United States, voted for a resolution, and of course was going to then pass that on to the committee, and they're going to start the committee hearings on the impeachment of the President of the United States. How could you block that out? And I don't know how you blocked it out, but they managed to. I'm going to ask my producer if he wouldn't mind trying to get Joyce back on the line here, because we don't seem to be able to pull her up on the screen, so we're going to have to start in all over again. And if our producer will go ahead and get Joyce, and we're going to just cut her off here. See if we can. I don't seem to be able to do that. Maybe my producer can help me get Joyce on the line. But certainly one of the most monumental things that's happened in a long period of time was this vote. It was certainly Congressman Kucinich's vote. And, of course, it was presented to the House of Representatives. And the House of Representatives voted by a vote, I think, of about 186 to 230 in favor starting hearings on the impeachment of George Bush. How could you possibly keep the American people from hearing about that? Well, in America, we have something known as freedom of the press. And freedom of the press means that if you own the press, why, you can keep the American people from learning whatever. And when you understand that the American press is controlled by AOL.com, Time Warner, by Bertelsmann, by Viacom, by Disney, and certainly by Fox, why, you can begin to understand what's going on. Well, right now, of course, we're hoping we're going to be able to get Joyce on the line, and I think she's going to be here with us in a few minutes. She was able to actually get the information and of course, to get that to us. And we've checked this out. It's absolutely right. We actually have the resolution from the Congressional Record. It's available through Radio Liberty. Of course, you can pull it down from the Internet, but if you have difficulty and you get anything else from us, we'd be glad to send you a copy from the pages of the Congressional Record, the full resolution there, which was voted on by our Congress, and of course that resolution actually calls for hearings to impeach the President of the United States because, of course, he has violated his oath of office. And Joyce, we finally have you back here. The gremlins are gone, and thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Well, of course, what's going on as far as this? How could they possibly block this out? We've only found one article in the Los Angeles Times, and the article in the Los Angeles Times dealing with the impeachment resolution just said, of course, nothing's going to come of it. And the Democratic leadership said they're not going to do anything. They're just going to hold hearings. This has been pretty well blocked out by the controlled media, hasn't it?
Well, I think when it came at about the same time as the Indy Mac bank failure, there were a lot of concerns about a lot of people that this might just create the downturn that they didn't want in the stock market. So I think what happened, and of course this is only my speculation at this point, But I think what happened is that no one was told that this vote was going to take place.
Hold on, Tom. We'll be back in just a moment.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Impeachment. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Joyce Riley with us today. And Joyce Riley is talking about the resolution that passed about 3 days ago. It passed through the House of Representatives by a vote of 230-186 to refer to committee this resolution by Dennis Kucinich for the impeachment of President Bush. And of course, why? Because, of course, he lied to get us into the war in Afghanistan. They never went after Osama bin Laden. They lied to get us into the war in Iraq and, of course, the other things. And, of course, it's all there in the resolution. It's in the congressional record. And we have that. We make that available, of course, to our listeners. If they get something else, they could specifically request a copy of the congressional record, printed actually just 3 days ago, where the president, where hearings are already beginning now in Congress for the impeachment of the president, but totally blacked out by the controlled media. And I was asking Joyce how this could happen. And of course, her point was that certainly there were other things happening at that time, the bankruptcy of the Indy Mac Bank last Friday, and then, of course, over the weekend, certainly the potential demise of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and of course, our whole economy is in real trouble. That's, of course, why they're dropping the price of the oil and why they're running up the stock market now, trying to hold things together. It's all manipulated. Until you understand, the stock market is manipulated. It's not supply and demand. It's manipulated. nominated by the Working Group on Financial Matters, which is what they call it, the Pledge Protection Team. It's financed by the Fed and by the Treasury Department, works in concert with a couple of big banks and the Securities and Exchange Commission. It's dishonest to manipulate the market, but after all, would we really want to have a crisis? So we'll simply let the people believe it's supply and demand, but of course it's all manipulated, as is the falling price of oil, all to try to allay the apprehension of the American people. But go ahead, Joyce, pick up the story.
Well, so at that same time then, I get a phone call from my mother, and it's in the evening after we'd shut down our office, and it was about 6 o'clock, and she said she was quilting, and which is what she does all the time and monitors the news, and she was watching C-SPAN. And she called me, and she said, turn on C-SPAN. They're having the vote to refer to the for impeachment. And I said, it can't be. You know, there's no way this could be happening. It wasn't planned for a vote. No one was aware of it, at least that we knew about. So sure enough, I turn on C-SPAN, and there is the vote taking place. So I started TiVoing it and got it on record, of which they were taking the vote. And Democrats, as you said, voted unanimously, one by one, to support this committee to refer for impeachment. Now, as I watched it, I was thinking, I was almost in some kind of la-la land, thinking, how can this be happening? I mean, we didn't know it was going to take place. It's after hours there. And I said, this is going to be big news on Drudge Report and WorldNet Daily and every place in the morning. This is going to be big news. Well, there was a dearth of silence, because after that, on comes Bill O'Reilly. And I thought, well, surely there's going to be a mention of it on Bill O'Reilly. Nothing. Nothing on any of the news networks whatsoever. It was as if I had dreamed that this was taking place. Now, the 9 Republicans that voted for the impeachment, or voting for the referral of this for impeachment, included 2 that I was aware of, or 2 names that I knew. One was Christopher Shays of Connecticut, who was involved in a lot of the Gulf War hearings. And also, which it surprised me, it really, really surprised me that he was voting for the impeachment. And of course, Ron Paul. Other than that, I didn't see any of the names that I knew.
There were about 7 other Republicans, weren't there?
Yes, there were 7 other Republicans of whose names I didn't even recognize. So there were only really 2 named Republicans, or 2 people that I recognized. Then I went to govtrack.us and found... because I was beginning to think I was crazy. I thought, did I dream this last night? So, I'm serious. So I went to govtrack.us, and sure enough, there was the vote. There was the information on it. And if you want to check out govtrack, govtrack.us, you can find it there. So I realized then that there was a desire not to promote this, either by the Democrats or the Republicans, because you have neither of the parties discussing this.
Okay, but the people who are really in positions of power do not want the American people to know what's going on. Congress is simply kept there so that we'll feel that we have some representation. We can influence the course of events, but they're all figureheads. The real power, of course, is in the hands of a small group who work behind the scenes, who control both political parties. But here, why the Congress has done something the establishment didn't want. And, of course, rather than, of course, what can you do? Why, of course, what they're going to do is just totally ignore it, as if Congress doesn't exist. And, of course, if nobody knows about what happened, why it didn't happen, did it?
That's right. You know, we have this saying, you know, if a tree falls in the forest and CNN doesn't cover it, does it really make a noise?
Right. Does it really matter? And, of course, that's what happened. It really doesn't matter what Congress did, because the establishment is not going to allow the American people to know what's happened.
And that's a perfect example of it, an absolute perfect example of not wanting the people to know. Now, this is, I believe it is, on the motion to refer was House Resolution 1345, and it was done on July 15th. So if you want any further tracking on that, it's House Resolution 1345, and passed with 100% of the Democrats. So I think we will be hearing something from this, and I do think it is a problem and an issue for the president, but I don't think they want it focused on right now, and I don't think they want anybody addressing it. But Dennis Kucinich certainly did a tremendous job in getting enough support from the Democrats and the Republicans to move forward with this.
And I think what's really so significant about this is the Bush administration wants to take us into a war in the Middle East, a war with Iran. And of course, for many reasons, I really believe that they'd like to get this thing going before the election. And of course, they're going to do this by getting Israel to attack Iran from American air bases. And then, of course, Iran will attack the United States and will say, look, we've been attacked, those wicked Iranians, they've attacked, they've killed Americans. Of course, probably we're going to kill, you know, hundreds of thousands of Iranians, but that doesn't really matter. The American people will rally behind the president, and I think that this is one reason they have to keep this thing under wraps. The other is, of course, the real problem we have with the economy at the present time. But the fact that they can do this, for our, ladies and gentlemen, it's there. We've got the. We actually, I would trust my life to Joyce Riley. I really would. But
oh my gosh.
But we went ahead and verified it ourselves. And fortunately, one of our close friends was able to actually pull this down off the internet. We have the pages from the Congressional Record, and they are available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. Would appreciate if you could get something else we have to help defray the cost, but otherwise we'll send it to you. If you can't get it off of the internet and you say this couldn't have happened, why, of course, we'll send you the pages printed right there off the internet, of course, from the Congressional Record, no question. And the fact that they've concealed this is simply, as I said earlier, a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people read and hear and see. Go right ahead, Joyce.
And if they are doing that, and if they can vote to impeach the President of the United States and we don't hear about it, and by the way, I think you did have to do some work to try and find that on the Internet. There's very little there. GovTrack.us is the best place. And it also has a listing of all of the people that voted for this and against it. But it was so hard to find. And, I mean, I literally thought I was going crazy. And I had called several people. In fact, I was talking to a psychiatrist that was going to be on the program. I was talking to an attorney that was going to be on the program. And I said, oh, by the way, they just voted for the motion to refer for impeachment. Oh, yeah, right, Joyce. Where did you hear that? And nobody would believe me. And still, they're not believing me because they haven't seen it on, quote-unquote, television.
Well, of course, I believe you because we have the pages from the Congressional Record. And if you're out there in the listening audience, if you question Joyce, you need to get the information. Have you posted those pages or anything up on your website?
No, we have not. We have not. We posted the link to govtrack.us, but we haven't. So that's an excellent thing. You know, and I would encourage people, purchase something if you're going to ask for this from Dr. Stan. Don't just ask for something because I personally know what that postage is like. And it is so difficult to have to fund sending out all these. It's nice enough for them to send it out. But please order something when you purchase because it does defray the cost of that tremendously. It makes a huge difference. So purchase something from Dr. Stan and then ask for them to send you whatever it is because it's nice enough for them to go to the trouble to do that for you. You know, one of the other things, Dr. Stan, I'd like to talk about along with this is the issue of what's happening with the banks right now. The alleged bank failures in many areas, and the real problems with banks. Because I know I've been going to banks and asking them what they are hearing, and of course I can't tell whether they're telling me what they want me to hear or what they're really hearing. But we did have a listener who found an incredibly excellent website that will tell you how your bank is doing. Because the FDIC, I said that they are not going to release the 150 banks that are in trouble right now. Now, if you all understand what happened with IndyMac, and you understand those people right now are not able to buy gas, not able to buy food for the weekend, not able to pay for daycare right now because all their money is tied up in that bank and it's gone to them. And by the way, one of the reasons that the FDIC does not have to pay out the monies, remember, every account is guaranteed by $100,000. Excuse me, not every account. Every depositor is guaranteed $100,000 by the U.S. government that they will bail it out if it does fail. However, we found out later that the FBI is now investigating IndyMac Bank for fraud, and fraud is one of the reasons that the FDIC does not have to pay. So I had a talk with my own personal banker today and found out an awful lot of things I did not know. For instance, if you have $100,000 in an account, and so you've maxed out your account, and this is normally for businesses, obviously. You know, usually people don't have that kind of money, obviously. But let's say you had $100,000 in an account. So you said, okay, I want to make sure all my money is guaranteed for the $100,000 limit, so I'll start another account at $100,000. You started in the same name. Well, guess what? If that bank goes under, you're not guaranteed $200,000. You're guaranteed $100,000. It's per depositor. And you have to go to the FDIC website and check that out.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Joyce Riley.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Joyce was simply telling us about the website where you can actually get the information. It's at www.bankrate.com. That's bankrate.com. And of course, if you want to get all the details of how to navigate that website, why could you get a copy of this program? Because Joyce was talking during the interval there, but basically you need to know what your bank is doing. The bank is not going to tell you they've already been put on notice of being insolvent. They're not going to tell you they're holding a lot of mortgage-backed securities. But an awful lot of our banks are going to go down. This is why, of course, last week, Washington Mutual, they call it WAMU, was allowed, of course, to sell a lot of their toxic garbage to some of the major banks. I believe Bank of America was one, and I forgot what the other one was, but basically they're doing everything they can to keep the banks of this country from collapsing, but in the process, of course, they're having to create money out of nothing, which is highly inflationary. And you think that things are expensive now? You just wait till we get into the Weimar Republic type of affair, or what's going on in Zimbabwe today, where they have $2.5 million inflation, $2,500,000% inflation a year. This is the direction we're headed. We're heading into hyperinflation, because they're creating money to keep the banks from collapsing, and they really don't care about your life savings, your insurance, your pensions, your savings, your CDs, your annuities. Anything that you have is going to be destroyed by the coming inflationary spiral. But certainly, again, that bank site is www.bankrate.com, and you want to know more, well, you'll have to get the program, tape of the program or CD. Go right ahead, Joyce.
I think it's important for everybody to do this. Now, I went to some banks. I went to my own bank. My own bank was doing very well. Of course, like I said, they had very small amount of their investment in mortgage-backed securities. Then I went to some of the other banks that I was aware of, and I was really concerned. And it will show you there, right in front of you, how to negotiate and find your bank, or it'll show you how your bank is doing. So I actually went to some banks, local banks, and I asked them how they're handling people asking to remove their money from the banks. Well, one person was told, well, we ask them, or one person said, we ask them to take money orders in place of the cash. Now, think about this, Dr. Stan, since you know how the fiat money system works. Imagine they say, well, in place of giving you the money, will you take this basically worthless piece of paper if we go under? And though the Federal Reserve dollars may not be any more valuable than that in the future, the money order or the cashier's check is certainly not going to be the answer that you want either. So that's the first thing they're trying to do, is to get them to take a money order or a cashier's check. Don't fall for that. The second thing they're doing is they are limiting the amount of money that one can withdraw on any day. In some banks, they were limiting it to $5,000. So if you go in and you want to buy yourself a four-wheeler and you want to pay $10,000 cash because somebody is demanding that you pay them cash, well, good luck, unless you can go to the president of the bank and get permission from them, and they have to approve anything over $5,000 a day now. I don't care if you have $250,000 in there. That's what they're saying.
But, of course, also they have to report to the federal government if you were to take out $10,000. You take $10,000 out of your bank, immediately a report goes into the federal government because you might be a drug smuggler or something.
Yes. And also, if you take out $7,000 on one day and $3,000 the next, the same thing happens.
And in fact, they are monitoring everything you do monetarily in the name, of course, of the war on drugs, without noting, of course, that the CIA is the largest drug dealer in the world. No, the war on drugs is as phony as the war on terrorism, is as phony as the war on poverty, is as phony as the war on cancer. Every time we have a war, we seem to get more of it. More cancer, more drugs, more poverty. Go right ahead.
Well, let me give you some power hour chatter. That's what we call it when somebody calls in and is on the inside and tells us what is going on. You've been seeing recently that there's been an increased reporting of alleged violence in Afghanistan. And I'm saying alleged violence by the bad guys because we don't know who's doing all of this bad stuff to our people. We don't know if it is who the insurgents are. All we're told is the term insurgent is kind of like the term terrorist. Nobody knows who they are. It's just a blanket word, and if we use that word, then everybody will believe us and buy into what we're saying. Well, the insurgents, allegedly, in one Turkish town, we were told, were to the tune of 20,000, and they overcame some of our troops, and as many as 9 people were killed on one day in Afghanistan, and now they're saying Afghanistan is growing. It's getting bad. We need more troops. What I'm being told is that this is maybe just sort of a manufactured situation. And I know we're going to be asking Dr. Daoud Meraki to come on the program, who is a professor from Afghanistan, next week, to give us the answer as to what's happening in Afghanistan.
Well, I think we only have to ask is who finances the Taliban. Why, they're financed at least in part by the Pakistan military. And who's financing the Pakistan military? Why, your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen, your tax dollars. We're going to be back in just a moment with Joyce Riley, right here at Radio Liberty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies, showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tankful and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect-A fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free at $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Joyce Riley. Always a pleasure having Joyce. But before we go on, Joyce, would you like to get your website out? Tell them about the Power Hour, how they can get your to your website, how they can get your products, and how they can hear your program.
Thank you so much. Go to thepowerhour.com or to gulfwarvets.com. Of course, you can get a free copy of Beyond Treason if you're in the military. And that's how we get a lot of our information, by the way, is those that have been in the military. You can listen to us from 7 to 10 a.m. Central Time, and of course on the satellite. Rick's satellite is the absolute best way to listen to Dr. Stan, the Power Hour, and Pastor Butch Paul. It is so clear. It is so wonderful. And Rick's satellite, I got to tell you, Dr. Stan, there's not a nicer guy in this world than Rick at Rick's satellite.
Well, I think maybe he and Todd Wade. Todd Wade, of course, does.
Todd Wade, yeah, those guys. I mean, two incredible guys. I always give out their phone number, Rick's phone number, because I want people to at least find out about these little dishes. And the phone number for Rick's satellite is 816-228-1801, 888-228-1801. And he is a phenomenal man to help you if you want to get your satellite installed. And that'll take away all the problems of trying to figure out where it is on the Internet and where you can listen to the Power Hour. Also, if you want to order from the Power Hour, we have a lot of things Dr. Stan does not have. So check out thepowermall.com, thepowermall. That's where you can find the best items, most of them made in America, except for the shortwave radios, et cetera, but thepowermall.com. And you know, Dr. Stan, there are so many things that I was just talking to Barbara before the program that people need to get, and one of those is activated charcoal. You know, we know that in every emergency room in the country, they have activated charcoal, but the people don't hear about it. And it will neutralize 4,000 items in the body. I use it for my pets all the time. I usually take it a couple of times a week. And it's so incredibly cheap that they don't want people to have access to it because it will neutralize so many things. But those are the kinds of things, along with the toilet paper, along with a toothpaste, things you're going to need that people need to have, because there's going to be a time, I'm afraid, when we won't have them. And I don't want to think of our people out there without. So I do hope people are stocking up and contacting you, especially getting their Miracle 2 from you, because this is something that just is irreplaceable in my mind.
Well, we couldn't live without that neutralizer gel. We've used it for everything.
And I remember the first time I told you about it. Oh, Joyce, that sounds good. Yeah, I know, that sounds good.
I know. Well, we appreciate so much. We get our Miracle 2.
I know,
two,
and it's been around your house for a whole year.
I know. Well, you eventually convinced me. I'm hard to convince, but when I become convinced, I become a champion for it. And so we certainly do carry the Miracle 2 products. We get them through Joyce specifically because we want to help her, because she's helping the veterans, offering this free of charge to veterans. We can't afford to give things away free, but she does. She gives it only to vets. But if you're a vet and you're having problems, you contact the Power Hour, a wonderful, wonderful ministry helping people, helping our veterans who are not getting any help from the Veterans Administration. Well, go ahead, pick up the story there, Joyce.
Well, I just want to say one other thing on the Miracle 2. It is the best, and I know you found that out or you wouldn't be handling it, but it's also, I had the problem of being a nurse trying to tell a doctor what to do. That also was the biggest problem. So I want you to know that I understand.
Listen,
that
one. Every smart doctor listens to their nurses. In fact, I married one because...
Oh, I didn't know Barbara was a nurse.
No, yeah, Barbara was the chief nurse on the surgical service when I met her. So I stole her away, and she's been a wonderful, wonderful helpmate for me.
Oh, well, then I take back everything I said.
Okay.
All right.
We'll go right
anyway,
ahead.
Anyway, moving on to other things, though, that are taking place. One of the things I wanted to talk about is what's happening in the military right now. Is there is a stop loss that is still in effect. Most people have not realized that. The stop loss is where you cannot get out of the military. I don't care for any reason except you're General Franks and you need to go home and be with your wife in Texas and you want to call the war off. That's when you get to leave, and that's the only time. But other than that, though, there are at least, thousands of soldiers that have served past their time in the military that cannot get out. In other words, in time of war, they say we're under this emergency, so therefore you cannot get out of the military. So these people are being sent over and over and over again and to Iraq and Afghanistan. And General Mullen says, Navy Admiral, excuse me, Mike Mullen, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says it is not over and no end in sight to stop loss. Well, that's a real manipulation of the moods, if you will. I mean, these people are just having a horrible time trying to address this, and they're getting sicker and sicker as they're in the military. But I do have some interesting things that are taking place that people may not be aware of with respect to the military, and that is they're continuing to change the colors of the military to light blue and orange. Now, I know this is not going to sound all that impressive to a lot of people, but when you understand that there is a move worldwide to go to light blue and orange, all you have to do is watch Bill O'Reilly, and you'll see them moving to blue and orange. I went to the post office today, and they're now turning the red at the post office into orange. They're turning the Navy into light blue. So once you see this, and by the way, at the website, thepowerhour.com, we have a blue and orange section where you can see all the logos that are now changing to blue and orange. Well, also on the berets now, they're getting light blue and orange medallions on their berets. Many of the things in the military are changing to light blue and orange, which gives rise to the idea are we going to have some new colors for this country? Now, one of the interesting things is the Air Force Times and the Air Force logo, which has always been navy blue with a gold shield on it. Well, now Air Force Times is light blue, and many of the colors in there are orange, the same color that Obama and McCain are using in their campaign. So a lot of people say, oh, that's craziness. No, when you see an orange medallion on a black beret, it will make you realize what's going on. Now, we know that the, highest military medal? The
Congressional Medal of Honor?
Well, the Medal of Honor. I think it's the Medal of Honor that is now orange and blue. I can't recall. Or the, I better not say. Anyway, some military person can correct me out there. But it is one of the biggest, highest ranking medals that you can get is now in blue and orange, light blue and orange. So whether or not this is intentional, I happen to believe it is. I think we've got some changes coming our way with the colors for this country. Also, there is a new finding now that there's twice as much ALS in Gulf War vets.
That's anterolateral sclerosis or Lou Gehrig's disease. Go ahead.
Correct. There's twice as much, a new study just showed, in 1991 Persian Gulf veterans than first feared. Yeah. Feared, right. Well, we've known this for an awful long time, but now they do have a study that Science Daily is reporting. There appears to be events common to the veterans who do have this disease, and Duke University researcher Ronnie Horner has now determined that they've got twice as much ALS in Gulf War veterans. Now, that's a major, major finding. So the concern is how many more people are going to be getting ill. Now, also at the same time, you've also got the U.S. military saying that they're going to be doing new testing before a troop goes to the war. In other words, before you go to fight in Iraq or Iran, you are going to Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Syria, throw in the country, wherever we're going to go next, that you have to have brain testing first. Now, this is really bizarre, if you ask me. Now, this is getting into that old thing of we got to set up the scenario at first so that we can walk right into it later on and say, see, we told you so. But the Hartford Courant did cover this, and it was in the Army Times, that by late July, all troops headed for war will be tested for brain function. They're going to have memory, concentration, and reaction time tested before they're sent overseas. Well, most of our troops have already been overseas. I don't know that there's anything but new recruits that have not been overseas, and they probably have already been damaged as a result of depleted uranium, as I know you've talked about a lot. But here's the way they phrase it. They say the goal is to establish a baseline picture of their cognitive function so that if they subsequently sustain a head wound, they'll be able to tell the extent of their injuries. Now, this is really way out in left field, if you ask me, because what they're calling head injuries are really, in my estimation, depleted uranium damage that they're wanting to call a head injury. And how many times have we heard about the head injuries they got they didn't even know they got? Well, this all coincides with what the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, said. I know in Norfolk, Virginia, he was quoted as saying, one of the Navy wives told me that when they were there and he was speaking to them as they deployed in the first and in the second Gulf War, the very beginning of the second Gulf War, Rumsfeld said, get ready to understand that when your men return, they will not return the same men as that left.
Now remember, when your men return, they will not return the same men that left. And, of course, what they're really doing is trying to destroy our young men. They know what they're doing. This is the tragedy. They're poisoning them with depleted uranium. And you're not hearing this in America. But, of course, a third of these people are sick within a few months, within 3 months of their return from overseas, a third of them are ill.
And a lot of these problems that they're having are neurological problems that look like a brain injury.
Right.
So if you don't do the depleted uranium testing, which, by the way, is being done in the military now, I have seen the forms. I have a copy of them. Somebody leaked them to me. I do know that they are doing testing on certain people. It's probably higher-ranking people that know what's going on, people that demand the depleted uranium testing be done. Now, whether or not it's going to be accurate, I don't know.
Well, what about the chelation? Some people say that you can actually help to chelate a lot of this depleted uranium out. Of course, we have to realize it's there and you have to get the treatment, but does the chelation seem to help?
Well, I've heard a lot of people say that. I've not seen it myself. I have been told by Dr. Doug Rocky that if it's not done within the first 24 hours, it's not going to be effective. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, we've told a lot of people about it. There are some suppositories, some pills, some things that you can take to chelate. And a lot of people have tried them, but I don't get them giving me back the response, which tells me that it probably is not working. So what we're doing is poisoning our military, probably to the tune of about 2 million of them now, are going to be coming back. And as you and I have talked about the incredible amount of violence and homicide and suicide violence within the military, every time I get an Army Times or an Air Force Times, it's more and more stories about military people being killed and about them killing their families. And so with the increased deployments and the increased number of deployments, these people are not going to have a chance. They will have been so incredibly poisoned by radiological warfare that I don't know how they will ever, ever make them well again, if there's any way to do that. And that's what scares me. What if you had somebody getting ready to go to the Middle East right now and to serve or to sign up that's in college and thinks this is the greatest thing in the world, wants to become a pilot? I mean, you don't want to tell them you don't want to become a pilot, but the idea of what's going to happen to them and the amount, I mean, for instance, I don't know if you saw that picture recently. There was a tragic hero story about an Iraq war icon that was found dead after an overdose. And his name was Specialist Joseph Dwyer. He became widely known because of a photo of him carrying an Iraqi baby to safety. Well, that man just killed himself. And it's just happening all the time. I got a phone call today from someone. I get a call almost every day of these people that are horribly injured, have no treatment whatsoever, are being kicked to the side of the curb, and literally there is no treatment other than Prozac, Zoloft, Wellbutrin, and now the new ones, you know, that they've got them on, the later SSRI drugs, and they're just doing nothing but harming these troops.
And I think people have to understand that when you take these SSRI drugs, they increase the suicidal and homicidal tendencies of the people. This is the tragedy. We're poisoning our soldiers, and then, of course, you say, obviously, you must have been psychiatrically disturbed, because why else would they have given you these psychiatric drugs? They have a profound effect, and many times it will be a permanent effect on their minds. And the average American doesn't know. Have you ever seen those figures, Joyce, that Dr. Rocky talks about from the Veterans Administration, talking about the 690,000 people we sent to the first Gulf War, and almost 80,000 of them are no longer, or over 80,000 of them are no longer living?
It's astounding, isn't it? Yes, right. I've seen them. And people don't believe it until they can actually see the Department of Defense figures or the VA figures and see for themselves.
We actually have those. We offer those to our listeners as well. If you find this difficult to believe, we got these figures actually from the Veterans Administration website, and but of course they will never be talked about. Because there's almost, well, there was about 690,000 people, and almost 80,000 of them are no longer living now that they're back from there, from the first Gulf War. How could that have happened? I mean, young people don't die. Why aren't they living today? Well, go right ahead, Joyce.
Well, and many of them wish they were dead. I mean, it's that bad. I talked to someone today, and he gave me his litany of physical complaints. And I couldn't believe of all the things he suffered from, and he had been totally denied any kind of disability. And so what do? Become homeless. I just want to say, if there's anybody listening in Houston, tomorrow there's going to be a tremendous barbecue for homeless veterans. I want to thank Gary and Wanda Robinson for doing this. They're our webmasters, and he is Air Force retired, and he's doing this on his own. He cooked something like 30 briskets, and he's invited all the homeless veterans to come tomorrow for this barbecue. It's free to the veterans, and we'd like for you to support them in this. And you can go to thepowerhour.com and go to the upcoming events, and you'll see what they're doing. And he and his wife are doing this on their own, and it's called Spend a Day with a Vet. And I would just like for all of you to support them in this. Even if you just send them a couple of dollars, maybe, we want them. What they're doing is they are finding homes for homeless vets. Now, this is where you see Gary and Wanda Robinson, who are the salt of the earth people. I love them dearly. They've been with us since the very beginning of our website and the very beginning of Gulf War Vets. They have never asked for anything, and yet they are doing this of their own. They shouldn't have to. This should be the VA doing this. The VA should be taking care of them. They should be supporting them, financing them, and they're not. But Gary and Wanda are going downtown Houston and holding this barbecue. So it's called, you can go to RollingThunderTX2.com. RollingThunderTX, standing for Texas, and 2.com. It's a Rolling Thunder group. They don't really go along with the Rolling Thunders just talking about things. They want to do things. So they started a Texas 2 group. But there's an example, Dr. Stan, of people really getting in there and helping out and doing the right thing. And I just salute them for what they're doing.
And, of course, so often when the veterans come back from the Gulf War and they're out of the military and they're disabled and incapacitated and they go to the Veterans Administration, why, they get the runaround. They, oh, my goodness, we just don't have anybody. We can't fill in your forms for you. We don't think there's anything wrong with you. Oh, you probably had these problems beforehand. You're probably, and many of these totally disabled veterans are simply not getting any compensation at all. They're becoming homeless. Could that happen in America? Where's the outcry? Where is Rush Limbaugh when we need him? And, of course, Rush Limbaugh is getting $400 million for an 8-year contract. And that is, of course, why you're not going to hear so much of the truth from Rush Limbaugh or from Michael Savage or from certainly Bill O'Reilly and the others, the finest commentators that money can buy. Our guest has been Joyce Riley.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
And, of course, the American Legion, the VFW, because those are bought and paid for groups. But our bulletin board has the real feelings of the real vets, and you don't have to sign in to just go and read what they have to say. But you're going to find a lot of veterans pouring their hearts out on that website and direct other veterans there, because many of them are close to suicide. They want a way out. They don't want to have to deal with the pain that they have. And they'll find someone there they can talk to on that board, someone they can strike up a friendship with. I think you'll find that there is hope and support for those people, but they just need to know that it's there. So it's GulfWarVets.com, and it's the bulletin board. And I just ask you to support Dr. Stan, because without Dr. Stan on the air, I don't have a place to give my message. And that's what we all want. And I know there's no one out there that would ever want to wake up and find out that Dr. Stan's not on the air today. And that's what you have to do in supporting Dr. Stan. Support their ministry. And don't ask them to send you every freebie thing that he offers. I know what that's like. And we get all the people that want everything free that don't want to help pay for the postage. Well, include a bunch of stamps inside your request or buy something. And the best thing you can possibly buy is Miracle 2. Give it to a vet, and if they like it, then have them contact us, and we'll give them to them at no charge, because that's what we do at the Power Hour. So I just thank you, Dr. Stan. I thank Barbara and everybody at your ministry. Thank you so very much for staying on the air and for staying with the truth, sir.
Well, we'll be here just as long as God allows us to. Anyway, God bless you, Joyce. Thanks for everything you do, and to give my best to Dave. We'll look forward to seeing you at one of the meetings real soon.
Yes, thank you, and God bless.
Bye-bye. You too. And we'll be back in just a moment here with completing our program at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Joyce. Joyce is one of the nicest and most dedicated people I know. We do actually carry the Miracle 2 products, and I put a plug in for them. I think they're great, and of course we buy them from her so that she can use the part of the profit that they make to help the veterans. We carry a DVD they put together, one of the finest ones you've ever seen. It's called Beyond Treason. And Beyond Treason is a DVD, and when you get that, you get a free CD-ROM that has hundreds and hundreds of pages of government documents. The government knows that they're poisoning our troops. The government knows they're poisoning the troops with the depleted uranium and, of course, the entire Middle East. But, of course, they don't want the American people to know that the plan is to destroy our military. That's why they're sending them back again and again. That's why they're coming out broken men and suddenly disillusioned, and they wonder what they were fighting for. And, of course, they weren't fighting for anything because we didn't go over to Iraq and to Afghanistan to win the wars. Simply another example of the same sort of no-win wars we fought at the Bay of Pigs, that we fought in Vietnam, that we fought in Korea. There are people in Washington who are betraying our military. And if you have any question at all about the Iraq war, go to our news, our website, RadioLiberty.com, and pull down my December 2007 newsletter. It is a talk that was given by Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, who headed the American military and the coalition forces in Iraq from 2003 into 2004. And he will tell you, we're not allowed to win the war. We're not allowed to win the war. Read it and weep. Well, of course, we hope you want to get the DVD on depleted uranium. It's called Beyond Treason. We have a four-tape set on depleted uranium. We have a four-tape set on the Gulf War illness. If you want to get that material from the Veterans Administration, when they tell you, and this was as in November of last year, over almost 80,000. Of the original 690,000 troops, we sent over 10% of those troops. We sent to the Middle East for the first Gulf War are no longer living, according to the Veterans Administration. And if that's true, how could they suppress it from the American people? Why, the same way they're suppressing the fact that literally 3 days ago, Congress voted to refer to committee a resolution to impeach the President of the United States. And, of course, if you read the resolution that they voted for, why, of course, it lists all of the crimes of the current President of the United States. How could you suppress that? Why, we have freedom of the press, ladies and gentlemen. When you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want. Well, we do hope, of course, many of you will go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and you can notice all the various items we have, including the books and the videos and the four tape sets, and we will tell you how they're poisoning our children with the vaccines. Why? Because the vaccines contain aluminum, and of course, why do you think we have so much autism in our country today? Why is one in every six child in America have some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality? Why, of course, do so many of them have asthma? Almost 6% of them have asthma. Certainly, one in every six children has some sort of an immune abnormality, autoimmune disease. Why? Because we're giving the vaccines, which are not safe and effective. If you doubt that, we have a wonderful book by Neil Miller on vaccines. Are they safe and effective? You can, it's inexpensive. You can read it in a few hours, and you realize how they're poisoning our children. Another book by Neil Miller on autism. And understand, they actually take you into the government hearings, totally blacked out by the controlled media, because the last thing they want the American people to realize is that they're poisoning our children. They're poisoning with aspartame. And aspartame, of course, is NutraSweet. It's in so many of the products we're giving, even to the newborn. They're poisoning with water fluoridation. And, of course, until recently, they were giving these children fluoride pills. And now, at least, they're saying, if you have fluoridated water, don't give the children fluoride. And, in fact, newborns are not supposed to have any water with fluoride in it because they know how toxic it is. You need to get my talk on the hidden agenda. The hidden agenda and the syllabus goes with that. and, of course, to understand what they're doing to our men. And
wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Greg Moore.
Cadaver dogs are searching the backyard of an Orlando, Florida resident.